We got Douglas County Commissioner Mike Boyle that's been gracious enough to come in on our, well, call in on a Thanksgiving Saturday.
With all his friends and family in from all over the world, apparently. So very much appreciated you coming in, sir.
Glad to do it. We have a niece from Los Angeles and her husband's from France. And so we've
Sweet.
Got a whole slew of people in town, and we're just celebrating Thanksgiving and having a great time. I hope you had a good one, too.
It was fun. I'm right here. My sister actually just came in because we're going to go hang out afterwards. So she's in from Dallas. So we're hanging out. So anyway, to frame this a little bit, the issue that came before the commission this last week was that voter registration or identification was not necessary in Douglas County in the polls. And when people hear the argument or pose the question, you know, should people have identification before they vote? I think a lot of people would say yes. But what I guess we're interested in knowing is the logic behind a 7-0 vote, because there must be more to it. It did not break down along partisan lines, which a lot of times that discussion does.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounds like a good thing. But, you know, when you think about it, I'd ask, you know, you and if your listeners, if they're not driving, look at their driver's license. And that's probably what you're going to use if you're a driver
right.
to vote. And so take a look at your driver's license and then recall how you're registered to vote. I looked at mine, and my driver's license is Michael D. Boyle, and I'm registered to vote as Mike Boyle, so I wouldn't be able to vote, which, of course, drew the applause of some of the Republicans on the county board. But anyway,
yeah, right.
They liked it. But, you know, the funny thing is you start asking around, and I asked some of my neighbors. We were talking about it, and none of the women could vote because they had used their maiden name when they registered to vote, and they don't have their driver's license in their maiden name and in their surname now, their married name. So it's really a mess. It's really one of those things where it could really cause a lot of problem. And, you know, the other thing I was thinking is, you know, it supposedly was introduced because of to prevent voter fraud, which to me translates into people living in Fremont who have Hispanic surnames. That's how that translates to me. But
yeah, I see.
That's the whole focus of this particular Senator Jansen. It's really unfortunate, but he's kind of elected vigilante, kind of a funny guy.
There's
no voter fraud that I know I've ever heard of.
Well, yeah, and that's true, and that's why there's got to be an opening for some dialogue. And when you see a 7-0 vote, there's more to it. I was thinking maybe the expense somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 to $4 million at a state level, things like that.
Oh,
can
yeah.
also, especially
yeah.
in times where, you know, we've got a better economy than most. It's not like we're swimming in extra cash.
No.
What was the vote that you guys put? Was it symbolic or was I mean, is this
binding
in any way?
Well, it's binding. We when we take those votes on legislative bills, we instruct our lobbyist. Douglas County does have a paid lobbyist, and we instruct him to represent our vote, what we want done in Lincoln. So he will testify against this bill on behalf of Douglas County government. So it has consequences and meaning when we vote on these resolutions.
Well, and 20 states, there are only 20 states that do not require some sort of identification. And, of course, to some extent, 30 of them do, and none of the territories require any identification. But when you guys were making the decision, were you compiling information from the Citizens Without Proof, the Brennan Center at the New York University, or anything like that? What's the source of the information that was provided to you guys in making a decision?
Well, we've worked with some groups that are active in Nebraska on voter rights, and I personally have testified in the favor of voter registration on Election Day. And I just think the society is so much more mobile than it used to be, that it makes a lot of sense. And there's not, you know, this idea of voter fraud is just out there. It doesn't make any sense. It's like people getting false driver's licenses. I mean, I don't know where all that's coming from, except that I do think that it, and this is a partisan view, I do think that there is an effort by the Republican Party to stifle the votes of people of color who may not have may not be driving because they can't afford it or take buses or whatever it may be. It also discriminates against the elderly. I mean, think about, you know, the oldest person in your family. Do you think he or she has picture ID? I mean, what's that all about? I mean, how are you going to get your grandmother, who's 92 years old, she goes to the polls because she wants to, and then what's her ID? I mean, what's that all about?
But 30 of the states, they do have at least some sort of a system where either you have to have photo ID or just identification. So it's not that it's necessarily going to be the case that it weeds people out. I mean, these other states have gotten on just fine, I think, unless there's evidence to the contrary.
You know what? I just wonder how new, excuse me for interrupting, but I wonder just how new that legislation is, because in many places, this requirement is just simply a way to drive down the vote, and it's also a way to prevent people from voting completely, because, first of all, you know, what's the 92-year-old woman going to bring to the polling place to vote? Is she going to remember to bring her OPPD bill or MUD bill, and is that going to be enough? Is it going to match her name? I mean, what is this all about? The only time I remember voter fraud, I was election commissioner 35 years ago, 40 years ago, and the only time I remember it was when a woman who represented the Douglas County Republican Party got ballots to take to a nursing home. And she was caught, a nurse called us and said she was in the room of a comatose patient and she was voting. And so we called her on it, and I can remember her name to this day, and I won't say it, but I called her on it when she came in, and she started to cry. And she said, "I know it's wrong." I said, "Well, of course it's wrong, you know." So we asked her to be honest and tell us all the ballots that she voted for, and she owned up to it. We didn't charge her. We told the county attorney, but we didn't charge her. She was an elderly woman herself. And so those ballots were set aside. But that's the only time I know that. And now that is forbidden. The state law forbids political parties or candidates for office from going to get ballots for voters. That's forbidden now because that was the only weakness we had. And that's gone. So there is no voter fraud. I mean, I appeal to anybody. If you have any information, send it to me. It's totally non-existent, you know.
I mean,
it doesn't happen.
You could be brought up that people going from the homeless shelters being booked out there, carried out to the commission to go vote or something like that. They're not necessarily citizens of Omaha, but at the same time, is it worth enacting a law that's $2 to $4 million?
Well, the other thing is, it doesn't make any difference if they're, you know, if their residency, temporary or otherwise, is here. In a presidential election, people have a right under the Constitution to vote, and so. Even when I was election commissioner 35 or 40 years ago, we had to make provision for people voting for the office of president. And then it became the House of Representatives, and then it kind of expanded from there to the Senate and so forth. So people do have a right to vote in this country that, at that level, is pretty loose because it is a basic right, and it's we've got hell to pay if we start denying people voting rights just based on we don't think they live here. They're citizens of the country, and, you know, election offices exchange. When you register to vote in Douglas County, you're asked if you're registered to vote anywhere else before, and they say, yes, I was registered in Lancaster County. And then we address a card, when I was working there, we address a card to the Lancaster County Election Commission and say, hey, listen, Joe Doak's registered in Omaha, so pull his registration in Lincoln. And so they do. They pull him. And then every 2 years, we send the office used to send a piece of mail to everybody in the whole county. And when you get your voter ID card, it's really more than just to tell you where to go vote, because sometimes it doesn't change. The mailman returns ones that don't get delivered, and that tells the election office, flag these, look out. These people may not live there, and they may attempt to go back to their former polling place. So there's all sorts of safeguards worked into it. It's just, this is totally unnecessary and way too expensive.
And this is evidence of actually the government getting involved in things, kind of causing problems, which usually I'm on that side arguing the case. Now you're flipping sides on us, telling us that the government getting involved in things is bad. Actually, your argument. And I will say, as a Republican, you know, I kind of hang around that group once in a while for boring conversations. But sure. There's no concerted effort, I guararantee you that I've ever been a part of.
I think in the South there is. I think in Tennessee and some of those places, there have been some real horror stories. There was a group of nuns that couldn't vote in a convent on the East Coast, one of those states over there that had that. And a whole group of nuns, Poor Clare Convent, couldn't vote because they had no ID.
You know,
it has unexpected consequences that if these laws are allowed to stand, you wait and see this presidential election. There will be some horror stories of people who are 85 years old and being told they can't vote for the first time in their lives.
I love it. You sound like you're a Republican. All this big.
I'm
just kidding.
I'm a very strong Democrat. I believe in the principles of the party, but at the same time, I'm not for wild spending or any of these things of the government. The government doesn't necessarily do a good job. But the other day we had something on our agenda the same day that we had this issue, and it was whether or not we should sign a memorandum of understanding with Health and Human Services to intervene on truancy. And what the law says, actually, very quickly, is that the county attorney is empowered to decide, and the state is empowered to decide, when children should be in school. And if they're not in school, if they miss 20 days, he can file charges against them. They drag their parents into court. Well, my feeling is that the responsibility for children going to school is the responsibility of the parents, not the state. So Douglas County was the only political body that voted unanimously to not to approve this memorandum of understanding. I think it's just common sense. You know, we just use our heads, and there's four Democrats, three Republicans, and we don't always agree, but on these basic issues, there's a lot of agreement, and it was unanimous on that one, too, which is a relatively conservative issue, I would think.
One that I'm passionate about, I can tell you.
Yeah, he's a big truancy guy. He's anti-truancy. And you and Brad Ashford must not get along at all.
we get along real well, but, you know, he was just wrong on this issue. He's a good friend of mine, but I think it's just overstepping the bounds, and just it's terrible. I mean, I think this thing needs to be, you know, I don't know about tweak, but I wouldn't be sorry if it was repealed. I know what it was aiming at, but my God, when they fired the first shot, they hit about 50,000 more people than they intended to.
And that puts a big burden financially on the one of your departments, the attorneys, Douglas County attorneys. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, the county attorney was talking the other day, and he's filed something like 4,000 cases.
Wow, 4,000 cases.
What do you think that costs, you know? And plus the harassing the parents who have a child who's ill.
Yeah.
You know, a child who has severe headaches and so forth, and she's an honor student, she's out of school, and so she hits that 20th day, and then the parents get a citation, come to juvenile court, and they're prosecuted.
Nope, I agree, and a lot of times, most of them, they end up being great students, they have a good GPA. Right. I think it was well-intended, just the unintended consequences.
Yeah. And go ahead, sir.
Well, same thing as the voting. It's the same unintended consequences that, you know, it's overreaching. It doesn't need to be done, and the government should stay out of it. And that really is a Republican thing to say, but that's the way I am.
See, now, Commissioner, we've been able to talk to you. We're not going to be able to as easily talk smack about you. It's going to be so much harder to have this radio show. Just kidding. We don't do it, but you may have actually converted me on the idea of the voter turnout, because I did some research on it, and kind of on the edge, and a lot of people, of course, that I've spoken to have been on the other side of it, but I think you bring up some really good points.
Yeah, thanks. And I can see the other side. If there was something, I'd certainly be for it. I really would be. I mean, I don't want to see any votes. I was in charge of that office for several years, and I don't want to see any fraudulent voting of any kind, no cutting of corners at all. And I'm not for it. And if I thought there was a problem, I'd be down there testifying in favor of it. And it just doesn't exist.
All right.
That's good. That's great stuff. And it's great to have you on the show. Finally, we get a commissioner on there, and that's a branch of the government, the legislative branch that we don't often take seriously enough. And you're the best paid.
We probably are.
Not that it's great money, but we got to get some more.
And we never hear anything about you guys. It's like all the city council and the mayor are fighting, or there's
even when you guys raise taxes, it doesn't.
We never hear about it.
Yeah, we don't talk about it.
I know it, and I fought that. It was a 3-day. Two Republicans and me that voted against raising the property taxes, and there was two Republicans and a couple Democrats the other way. It was just crazy. That's why we vote a lot.
Weird.
We don't pay attention to party. But it is great talking to you, and it's always important to keep these channels open, so I'm very privileged, and I'm very pleased to have you give me a call. I appreciate it. Please stay in touch.
Yeah, all right. We'll do it. Thanks a bunch.
Good thanks,
Commissioner Boyle.
All right. Please stay in touch.
Yeah, all right. We'll do it. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks,
Commissioner Boyle.
Well.